Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Luke Combs, and you're waking up with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON.
Recorded last night backstage before Luke rocked your face off at the Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, Lauren Elena show at Mattress Firm. It was more than a show, and we talked about that with Luke Combs. So listening back to this Luke Combs conversation that you're about to hear that we had last night before he went on, very genuine, very real, and maybe you don't know, but Luke Combs was also part of the Route 91 Harvest Festival tragedy. He was on stage that weekend as well, played the next night. Right. Actually, and Tammy, I found something very interesting. Listen up to the conversation. Tammy asks or says to him like a statement, like, "Boy, it's been a hell of a year." Mm-hmm. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you were going on a positive of his massive success. Mm-hmm. Luke kind of went, but immediately took it to how his year has been after he experienced what we all experienced at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. So check and listen to our conversation with Luke Combs last night before his show.
So I believe, Luke, the last time we saw you was at Stagecoach, and I think, if I remember correctly, did we see you after you performed? Or
I don't think so. I think it was before.
Was it before? Yeah. Okay, for some reason I was thinking you came in after, but maybe it's just because that damn trailer.
I'm just sweaty a lot. So. Yeah.
What struck me about meeting you at Stagecoach, it was a couple years ago now, mm-hmm. was I would think that would be something that would really make you nervous to be at. You maybe you were, but you looked as cool as you do right now, man. Is this just Luke Combs? Or
yeah.
Is there ever a nervous Luke Combs?
No, not really. You know, I mean, nothing to be nervous about. You know, I mean, playing somewhere is people showed up to see you, so.
Right?
Just figure
life's
what's
good.
There to be nervous about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've had a hell of a year, that's got to feel really good.
It does. Yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah.
It's been pretty crazy, you know. I guess you don't think you can ever expect anything like that to happen, do you? But I don't know. I think just being the same person that you were before it all happened is, you know, the most important part of it happening, I guess. You know?
I'm sure you're aware there's a lot of survivors here tonight.
Yeah,
who are using this show, you and Jason's work, Lauren too, to heal and to maybe even say goodbye to last year and hello to a brand new year.
Right.
What's that feel like to be a part of that? To be such a huge experience for them.
You know, it's great, and we've met a lot of folks over the last year. It's almost exactly a year now coming up. We've met a lot of folks in that year, and it's always a, you know, sometimes it's really tough for those folks, and sometimes they're past it, sometimes they're not, you know. So I think, you know, the important thing is that we're just there to play the music regardless of what stage they are in kind of their healing process from that whole thing. So, you know, we were on stage the next night, which was tough. So we were kind of forced to go out and do the thing anyways, and I think that helped us a lot. So if you're listening out there and you haven't been to a concert yet, I would encourage you to go back. It's been a great experience for us and a lot of people that we've run into. So we're always here to help.
Well, and it just proves again that music is very, very healing.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Yeah, and you're definitely not alone in it. For sure, you know, there's a lot of folks that have gone through a lot of things, you know, similar to what we've all been through. So there's definitely people out there to talk to.
Right. And one of the things that we will always say, which is why John and I continue to stay working in this format, is the country music community is family, and they feel like your family, and I know that you feel the same from them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a really strong connection with my fans, you know, and try to have that connection with them as well, you know, and that's an important thing for us, you know, is helping the fans out and doing what they want and giving them what they want. So, it is a very strong bond for sure.
Speaking of that, what do you say we go do a country music show?
Let's do it. I'm in.
I'm in.
Absolutely in.
Yeah, Luke Combs!
So listening back to that, a couple things struck me, even having the conversation with him, mm-hmm. and you can clarify this as well, Tim. Luke Combs has a beard, and he's a grown man, but he's got a little baby face, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, super sweet face. He does have a baby face, yes. It's going
to
bode well
to
for him when
he
ages.
Could totally kick my butt,
yeah,
but
right.
I was about to say...
No, oh, I'm just joking.
Wouldn't that be fun? Get pummeled by Luke Combs before the show starts?
Yeah.
Tammy's goal in life is to get me beat up by an artist. And she always goes with a bigger one. You don't do it to Justin Moore.
Right.
You do it to like Toby Keith.
Well, come on.
John called you Nancy. No, I didn't. Anyway.
He hates Red Solo Cup.
I mean, it's hard. I do. I'm sorry. I know. I'm probably offending somebody, but I think he's done better work.
We just know who to bring to a party, and it's not you.
Anyway. Anyway. sometimes it's hard for us to remember that artists are human beings.
Sure.
And, Luke Combs and obviously, Jason, but all the artists that played Route 91. I mean, remember how Eric Church reacted. He wasn't even on that night. Mm-hmm. These are human beings who have to go through the same pain and turmoil that we do. I imagine there's counseling. I imagine there's therapy.
Sure.
And I imagine being on stage is a part of that therapy. So as fun as it was for you and many survivors that were there, as therapeutic as it was for you, as important as it was for you, I got to believe it was the same exact way.
Absolutely.
For our artists that were a part of that as well. It's the all-encompassing family thing.
Right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.